again, welcome everybody to the championship game for the Class 2 District 6 baseball tournament here at Scottsdale County R1 High School. And tonight is the number one seed, Putnam County Midgets, taking on number three seed, Scotland County Tigers. And this afternoon's game is being brought to you on KMEN by the Scotland County Boosters, Community Bank of Memphis, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, by Cook's Men's Store on the east side of the square, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, branches in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City, by Girls Funeral Services in Memphis, Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Kirksville, Cahokia, Lancaster, and Memphis, Jay's Foods in Memphis, the Memphis Democrat, Memphis Lumber Company, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Nutrient Ag Solutions north of Memphis, People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahokia, and Canton, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, Scotland County Farm Bureau, Greg's Chili, your agent in Memphis, Scotland County R1 Schools, Slayton Polaris ATVs north of Memphis, the Farm Shop in Edina, Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, Trump Trucks Incorporated in Cahokia, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories north of Memphis, and 136 Collision Repair in Memphis. And these Putnam County Boosters, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank in Unionville, Equal Housing Lender member FDIC, by the Unionville Republican, and Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories north of Memphis. Let's take a look at the starting lineup. First four of the visitors, the Scotland County Tigers. They come into the record of 9-11, coached by Rod Sears. And leading off, playing center field, Corbin Spurgeon. Batting second, catching Ian Wilson. Playing shortstop, batting third, Vince Dale. The pitcher, the cleanup hitter, Xavier Lucas. Batting sixth, the designated player, Peyton Frederick. Batting sixth, playing first base, Logan Buford. In right field, batting seventh, Lucas Nerflinger. Batting eighth, playing second base, Owen Triplett. Batting third and batting ninth, Elias Hatfield. So it'll be Corbin Spurgeon, Ian Wilson, Vince Dale, Xavier Lucas, Peyton Frederick, Logan Buford, Lucas Nerflinger, Owen Triplett, and Elias Hatfield. Again, the Tigers 9-11 and coached by Rod Sears. For the Putnam County Midgets, the number one seed, they are 16-2, coached by Blaine Robinson. Leading off, playing shortstop, Lance Fowler. In center field, batting second, Jaden Pribble. Batting third and pitching, Gage Pearson. Batting cleanup and catching, Zach Heidenwith. Batting second, batting fifth and playing second base, Braden McReynolds. The designated hitter, batting sixth, Vinny Jones. Batting seventh, playing right field, Carter Quint. At first base, batting eighth, Braden Walter. And batting ninth, playing third base, is Reese Brundage. So it'll be Lance Fowler, Jaden Pribble, Gage Pearson, Zach Heidenwith, Braden McReynolds, Vinny Jones, Carter Quint, Braden Walter, and Reese Brundage. Again, the Midgets 16-2, and coached by Blaine Robinson. Scotland County, the number three seed, coming into this district in the quarterfinal, defeated Camp, the number six seed, 4-1. Then in the semifinals, they played number two seed, Marceline Tigers, and Scotland County defeated Marceline 12-4. Putnam County drew the first round bye, and the semifinals played Schuyler County and won 13-0 on a combined no-hitter by Zach Heidenwith and Lance Fowler in five innings. So that's how both teams got here, and I'll be back with a play-by-play in a moment. This is KMEN Sports.
And spectators leave lasting impressions. The next time you attend a high school game, think of how history will remember you. Choose good sportsmanship and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. Remember, the lessons you teach today will help develop better citizens in our communities for tomorrow. This message has been brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and this local radio station.
Hey, this is Reba McIntyre, and I wanted to talk to you about a serious problem right here in our own backyard. Did you know that there are nearly 16 million kids struggling with hunger in America? That's why the Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks collects surplus food, engaging their communities in solving hunger and giving hope to hungry kids and their families. but they need your help. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This Missouri Net Sports Report is presented by the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, reminding Missourians that spending time in nature is good for you. Get outdoors and explore.
Missouri Net Sports, I'm Bill Pollack. Blues All-Star Jordan Kyrou gave them some life late in the third period against the Colorado Avalanche.
Quick pass ahead. Kyrou's on the prowl. Cutting to the middle, he shoots. He scores! Jordan Kyrou with his fourth of the playoffs. And late in the third period, this game is tied at two.
And then in overtime, Josh Manson's wrist shot, 8:02 into the overtime period, made it through traffic over the shoulder of Jordan Binnington, and the Blues lose to the Avalanche in game one, 3-2. Binnington was incredible, though, as he faced 54 shots. Defenseman Colton Parayko.
Played unbelievable, gave us a chance to win. It was one shot, one goal for either team, and but yeah, just want to play well and obviously play good in front of them.
The Blues were outshot 13-0 in overtime. Kyrou.
And welcome back, everybody, to Scott and Kelly Irwin High School. Again, the championship game from the Class 2 District 6 baseball tournament. Putnam County, the number one seed. Scotland County, the number three seed, as Putnam County will be the home team in this ball game. And let's take a look at the defense for Putnam County. Carson Anders in left field, Jaden Pribble in center. Carter Quint in right field, at third base, Reese Brundage. Lance Fowler at short. Braden McReynolds at second. Braden Walter at first. Zach Heidenwith behind the plate. And Gade Pearson on the mound for Putnam County. And for Scotland County, leading off will be Corbin Spurgeon, Ian Wilson on deck, and Vince Dale in the hole, the top three for Scotland County. And doing a little investigation, these two teams met in the regular season, and Putnam County came away with a 7-2 victory. But I was talking to the Scotland County people, and, of course, they get their version. They thought they made about 8 errors in that ball game, so I don't know. That's why we play the game. Yeah, Scotland County 9-11, and Putnam County 16-2. So Corbin Spurgeon will lead things off. As Gage Pearson, tall right-hander, stands on the rubber, gets his sign. First pitch from Spurgeon, swung on, foul, back and out of play, and it's 0-1 on Corbin Spurgeon. Ian Wilson on deck. Now Spurgeon, right-handed hitting center fielder for Scotland County. Pearson winds and fires, swung on, foul, straight back. Quickly 0-2 on Corbin Spurgeon. Bright sunshine, very humid, a little breeze out of the north, blowing out to left field. So 0-2 pitch from Pearson on the way. Swung on and missed strike three. As Corbin Spurgeon goes down on strikes for the first out, that was a high hard one. And that was high, it was about middle high, and he couldn't lay off. So Ian Wilson will stand there, right-handed hitting catcher. As Pearson looks in, nods yes. First pitch to Wilson. It's over the low ball one. So 1-0 the count to Ian Wilson. Vince Dale moves on deck. Nobody on, one out, top of the first for Scotland County. Next pitch swung on, foul back off the screen. Even the count, a ball and a strike to Ian Wilson. As I've talked before, there's a lot of room between home plate and the backstop. As Pearson's he changed up a little bit high. Nice eye by Ian Wilson. And it's two balls and a strike to Wilson as Pearson likes to work in a hurry. Pitch on the way. Strike call at the knees, a fastball. Evens the count, two balls and two strikes on Ian Wilson. All carpet on this brand-new baseball field here at Scott County. Next pitch. Swung on, ground ball to first. Walter has it. He'll run over tag first. So Ian Wilson rounds out to three unassisted for the second out. That'll bring in the shortstop, Vince Dale. So Dale, left-handed hitter, right-handed thrower, takes a couple of shadow swings. stands in deep in the box as Pearson looks in, nods yes. First pitch to Dale on the way. It's a little bit high, and it's a ball and no strikes to Vince Dale. That was a changeup from Pearson. Now the next pitch from Gage on the way. It's a fastball outside. 2-0 to Vince Dale. Xavier Lucas, the cleanup hitter, stands on deck. As Gage Pearson nods yes, pitch on the way. Swung on and missed strike one. He threw some heat to Vince Dale that time. So 2-1 the count to Dale as Pearson winds and fires over the low. And it's 3-1 to Vince Dale. Okay. As Gage Pearson is got the sign, now he's ready. 3-1 pitch on the way. Strike, call at the letters. The full count on Vince Dale. Dale backs out, now steps back in. Pearson nods yes, the pitch on the way. Swung on, foul, out of play off the third base side. And it's still a full count to Vince Dale. As Gage Pearson is set, now he shakes off two signs, now he's set. The wind to pitch. It's a low ball four, and Vince Dale draws a two-out base on balls. He'll go to first, and that brings in the cleanup hitter, Xavier Lucas. As Lucas, the pitcher tonight for Scotland County. Tall, right-handed pitcher, right-handed hitter. As Pearson goes to the stretch, checks the runner at first. First pitch on the way. Strike call. Right down the middle at the knees. And it's 0-1 on Xavier Lucas. As Pearson gets the sign, checks the runner. Next pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. He threw some heat to Lucas that time. Lucas swung right through it. It's 0-2 on Xavier Lucas. As Pearson checks the runner. There goes the runner. Pitch on the way. Strike. Three calls. And Xavier Lucas goes down looking for the third out. And for Scotland County in the top of the first, they score no runs, no hits, no errors. One left on base. We played one half from Scotland County. And after one half, it's Scotland County nothing. Putnam County coming to bat. And this afternoon's game is being brought to you on KMM. By these Putnam County Boosters, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank in Unionville, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, by the Unionville Republican, and Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories north of Memphis. By these Scotland County Boosters, Community Bank of Memphis, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, Cook's Men's Store on the east side of the downtown Memphis Square, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, branches in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City, Gerst Funeral Service in Memphis, and Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Kirksville, Cahokia, and Lancaster. Let's take a look at the defense for Scotland County. It'll be Lane Stott in left field, Corbin Spurgeon in center, Lucas Derflinger in right field, at third base, Elias Hatfield, Vince Dale at shortstop, Owen Triplett at second, Logan Buford at first base, behind the plate, Ian Wilson, and Xavier Lucas, tall, right-handed pitcher, stands on the mound. As he takes his warm-up tosses, again, there's a lot of clouds in the sky, but the sun has got some heat to it. And, of course, after the rain last night, there's a little humidity. So no problem getting warmed up today. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Putnam County Midget, Scotland County Tiger basketball, or baseball, rather, on your sports leader for Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. As there's the throw to second, and Lance Fowler, the shortstop, will lead off for Putnam County. Jaden Pribble on deck, and Gage Pearson in the hole. And if anybody gets on, the cleanup hitter is Zach Hayden-Witt. A lot of Putnam County fans here, a lot of Tiger fans here. They are lined up clear down the right field line almost to the foul pole. First pitch from Lucas to Fowler. Bounces in front of the plate, ball one. So 1-0 the count to Lance Fowler. As Lucas looks in, gets a sign. The wind and the pitch. Bounces that one, too. That bounces that one about halfway to the plate. And takes a little while to get that release point. So 2-0 the count on Lance Fowler. As Xavier Lucas winds and fires, swung on and fouled out of play. Two balls and a strike to Fowler. Jaden Pribble on deck. As they play, Fowler about straight away. The next pitch from Lucas on the way is high, gets away from Wilson, goes to the backstop. Somebody will run over. Jaden Pribble will run over and pick up the baseball. The on-deck batter from either team, when there's a ball landed, the home plate umpire doesn't even turn around. As Lucas' next pitch, it's high, ball four, and Lance Fowler draws a leadoff walk. He'll go to first.
Now,
that'll bring up Jaden Pribble. And moving on deck is Gage Pearson. So Pribble, a long look down to Blaine Robinson, coaching at third base. As Hatfield not in at third, not looking for, well, he's about even with the bag, but the first pitch, a changeup, and Pribble swung through it, so it's 0-1 on Jaden Pribble. As Lucas stretches, checks the runner, pitch on the way, swung on and missed strike two. So 0-2 the count on Jaden Pribble. Pribble, the Putnam County center fielder, right-handed hitter. Stands in. The stretch by Lucas. Pitch on the way. Strike three. Call. As Jaden Pribble goes down on strikes for the first out. That brings up Gage Pearson.
Number 14.
So Gage Pearson, the hitter. Lance Fowler on at first with one out. Bottom of the first, no score. So Pearson will stand in as Lucas stretches and pitches. Inside, ball one. Nice eye by Gage Pearson because I'm sitting at a bad angle, but it's about knee high. Now Lucas is set to stretch the pitch. Swung on, ground ball to Hatfield. To second for one. That's all we're going to get. As they force Fowler at second base for the second out, and Gage Pearson on at first with a fielder's choice. And up comes the cleanup hitter, Zach Heidenwith. The foul ball comes in to Ian Wilson. Wilson just drops the ball in the ball bag of the home plate umpire as he was trying to. Now, who's the pinch runner at first? Chase Tomlin. Okay, so Chase Tomlin will run for Gage Pearson. As Lucas stretches and pitches, swung on and popped up. Who wants it? Second baseman Owen Triplett is there, puts it away. And Zach Heidenwith flies out to the second baseman for the third out. And at the bottom of the first for Putnam County, they scored no runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on base. We played one full from Queen City. And after one, no score. And this afternoon's game is being brought to you on KMM by the Scotland County Boosters, Jay's Foods in Memphis, the Memphis Democrat, Memphis Lumber Company, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, and Nutrient Ag Solutions north of Memphis. Also by the People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahokia, and Canton, Equal Housing Lender Member, FDIC. Scotland County Farm Bureau, Greg Shelley, your agent in Memphis. Scotland County Ireland Schools, Slayton Polaris, ATVs north of Memphis, and the farm shop in Edina. As we're waiting for Zach Heidenwith to get his catching gear on, as Gage Pearson will trot out to the mound, and Blaine Robinson will warm up Gage Pearson while we wait for Zach Heidenwith. So both teams at the top of the, in the first inning, Scotland County a base on balls, and Putnam County a base on balls. Two strikeouts in the top of the first for Scotland County. One strikeout for Putnam County in the bottom of the first. As height and width, gets behind the plate. Again, it's not going to take a lot of time to get loose in this weather. As we go to the top of the second, it'll be Peyton Frederick, Logan Buford, and Lucas Derflinger. And if anybody gets on, Owen Triplett. As Pearson may be his last toss. No, he's going to throw another one. I noticed most of these pitchers, if they haven't pitched on the mound with the carpet or whatever, it takes them just a little bit of time. I think it's more of a mental thing than anything. There's not a bit of dirt on this field. Everything is turf. The mound, the whole field, green grass where green grass should be and brown where dirt should be. So here comes Frederick. First pitch on the way. Strike call. 0-1 on Peyton Frederick. On deck is Logan Buford. As Pearson winds, fires inside. Strike two at the knees. Must have backed up a little bit, cut the inside corner. So quickly, 0-2 is Pearson. Pitches and a little bit outside of fastball. 1-2 the count on Peyton Frederick. Frederick, the DH, as Pearson winds, fires, swung on, and missed strike three. So Peyton Frederick goes down on strikes for the first out. That'll bring in Logan Buford. Buford, the first baseman for the Tigers. And Owen Triplett, so that's Lucas Derflinger, moves on deck. So Pearson's first pitch, strike call. At the belt, it's 0-1 on Logan Buford. As Pearson winds and fires over the low ball, 1-1 to count to Logan Buford. As it lined up down the left field fence. Pearson's pitch on the way, swung on, one hopper right back to Pearson, over to Walter in time for the out. And Logan Buford grounds out 1-3 for the second out. That'll bring you the right fielder, Lucas Derflinger.
Now batting number 19.
As Derflinger, left-handed hitter, he closed out the semifinal win on Monday night. As Vince Dale ran out of pitches, Derflinger pitched a couple of innings and shut down Marshall Lane. First pitch, try, call. That was some serious teeth from Gage Pearson that time. You could hear the catcher's mitt pop from here. Pearson's next pitch on the way. Swung on and missed strike two. So 0-2 the count to Lucas Derflinger. As Derflinger stands deep in the box. Pitch by Pearson on the way. A fastball a little bit high. And you can hear the collective groan from the Putnam County fans. The ball and two strikes to Lucas Derflinger as Pearson's next pitch swung on at this. He didn't swing, took it for strike three call. So Derflinger goes down on strikes for the third out. And in the top of the second for Scotland County, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We played 1.5 from Queen City after 1.5. No score. And this afternoon's game is being brought to you on KMN by the Scotland County Boosters, Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, Trump Truck Incorporated in Cahokia, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories north of Memphis, and 136 Collision Repair in Memphis. And by the Putnam County Boosters, Northeast Missouri Real Telephone Company, Putnam County Arlen Schools, Putnam County State Bank in Unionville, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, the Unionville Republican, and Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories north of Memphis. As we go to the bottom of the second for Putnam County, it'll be 5, 6, and 7, Braden McReynolds, Vinny Jones, and Carter Quint. And if anybody gets on, Braden Walter. As Xavier Lucas starts his second inning of work. And if we had to wait for Lucas Derflinger, as he will trot out to right field. Lucas still taking his warm-up pitches. There's the throw to second, right on the money from Ian Wilson, And here comes Braden McReynolds, the second baseman, left-handed hitter, right-handed thrower. Xavier Lucas had a one or two pitches go awry. Well, bad day, and he settled down. So first pitch to McReynolds on the way. A little outside, ball one. So 1-0 the count on Braden McReynolds. Vinny Jones on deck. Bottom of the second, no score. Pitch on the way. Ground ball to first to second. Tripled up over to first in time for the out. And Braden McReynolds grounds out 4-3 for the first out. That'll bring in Vinny Jones.
Number 15.
So Vinny Jones at DH. He'll stand in the right-hand batter's box. As Lucas looks in, the Wilson gets a sign, nods yes. The wind and the pitch. He bounced in front of the plate. That's 1-0 to Vinny Jones. Wilson gets it back to Lucas. Lucas stands on the rubber. Looks in to Wilson. Nods yes. The 1-0 pitch, headed home. Strike call. 1-1 the count for Vinny Jones. As Lucas winds and pitches, it's over the low ball two. 2-1 the count to Vinny Jones on deck, Carter Quinn. Nobody on, one out for the Midgets. Bottom of the second, pitch on the way. It's low, and Jones checked his swing. And it's 3-1 on Vinny Jones. So Lucas winds and fires. Swung on and missed strike two. Up around the letters, and Jones swung through it. So it's a full count on Jones as Lucas is set. Pitch on the way, swung on, and missed. He threw it with a slider, and Jones way out in front. So Jones strikes out for the second out. That'll bring in Carter Quint, the right fielder.
Number 10, Carter Quint.
As Quint, right-handed hitting right fielder, stands in as Lucas looks in. The wind, the pitch, swung on and missed up around the shoulders. 0-1 the count on Carter Quinn. Braden Walters on deck. Nobody on, two outs for the Midgets. Lucas, 0-1 pitch on the way. Slider inside. Even the count of ball and strike on Carter Quinn. As Quinn waits, Lucas winds, fires, swung on and missed strike two. Must have been another slider, because he swung over it, and it's a ball and two strikes on Carter Quint. As Lucas winds, fires, swung on, a ground ball that the third baseman couldn't come up with. I'd call it an error, wouldn't you? Well, I think if you ask Hatfield, he'd say he should have had it. So we're going to call that an E5, and Carter Quint reaches on the error. That brings up Braxton Walter, or Braden Walter, rather. He's the first baseman. So now Lucas back in the stretch. The pitch swung on and missed strike one. 0-1 the count on Braden Walter, the number 8 hitter for the Midgets. As Lucas pitch on the way. Strike call. Another slider caught the outside corner, and it's 0-2 on Walter. Pitch on the way. Swung on and missed strike three. That's the third out and four Putnam County in the bottom of the second. They score no runs, no hit, one Scotland County error, and one left on base. We played two full from Scotland County, and after two, no score, and I'll be back in a moment. This is KNEM Sports.
Game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the students involved. Because high school activities are about learning life values, your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson, and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri.
And welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County R1 High School. As we go to the top of the third championship game from the Class 2 District 6 baseball tournament. And going into the top of the third for Scotland County, it'll be 8-9-1. Owen Triplett, Elias Hatfield, and top of the order, and Corbin Spurgeon. So Gage Pearson will stand on, looks in, and the first pitch is a Triplett on the way. Over the low, ball one. So 1-0 the count to Owen Triplett, the second baseman, as Pearson winds, fires, swung on, and popped up and out of play. Even the count of ball and strike to Owen Triplett. Triplett, right-handed hitter. Pearson gets his side, nods yes, pitch on the way, swung on, and popped down the right field line in foul territory. Everybody going to the fence, and I think it went out of play. And again, quite a little bit of room once you get to the foul territory down the lines. The right fielder, second baseman, and first baseman all chase that foul ball to no avail, and it's 1-2 to Owen Triplett as Pearson stands on the wind and the pitch. Swung on a little humpback line of the water. He puts it away, and Triplett flies out to the first baseman for the first out. That'll bring in Elias Hatfield, the third baseman. So Hatfield, right-handed hitter, number 9 hitter for the Tigers. As the umpire adjusts his mask, now Hatfield stands in. Pearson stands on the wind and the pitch. Swung on, fly ball in the right field. It's going to drop for a hit. First hit of the ball game. Elias Hatfield, a one-out base hit in the right field. That'll bring up Corbin Spurgeon. Spurgeon struck out his first time up. So Spurgeon will stand in. Pearson, the stretch, checks the runner. Now he steps off, and no throw, fakes Hatfield back to first. So Pearson, pitch on the way. Swung on, ground ball to third. He's up with Reese Brundage to first, or to second. On to first, not in time. There's a low throw from the second baseman, McReynolds. I don't know whether they got Spurgeon or not, but Hatfield is forced at second. Spurgeon reached on a fielder's choice. He's on at first base with two out. Brings in Ian Wilson. Grounded to first, unassisted, his first time up. So Wilson, second time around to see Gage Pearson. The stretch and the pitch is high, ball one. So Corbin Spurgeon, a threat to steal second base. 1-0 the count to Ian Wilson. Pearson will throw to first, just lobs it over there to let Spurgeon know that he knows you're there. One of those throws. So Wilson stands in, 1-0 the count. As Pearson stretches, pitches. Strike call. He took a little off. Laid it in at the knees, and it's 1-1 to Ian Wilson. As Pearson looks into Heidenwood, gets his side. Long pause. Now the pitch. Swung on, popped up. Dribble in center field. Calls it. He's got it. And Ian Wilson flies out to center field for the third out, and for Scotland County in the top of the third, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on base. We played 2.5 from Queen City, and after 2.5, no score. And this afternoon's game is being brought to you on KMEM by the Scotland County Boosters, Community Bank of Memphis, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, by Cook's Men's Store on the east side of the downtown Memphis Square, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, branches in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City. Gross Funeral Service in Memphis, and Hawkins, Harrison, Charrington, Edina, Kirksville, Cahokia, Lancaster, and Memphis. And by these Putnam County boosters, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank in Unionville, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, the Unionville Republican, and Mayberry Farms, Truck Accessories, north of Memphis. And now we're talking, Wayne Robinson talking to the umpires, and again, we're waiting on Ian Wilson. He batted last, so he had got to get the catcher's gear on. That's the holdup right now as we go to the bottom of the third, and no score in the ball game. And for Putnam County, it's going to be 9-1 and 2. Reese Brundage, then back to the top of the order, Lance Fowler and Jaden Pribble. As Ian Wilson squats behind the plate, Lucas will take his warm-up tosses. As Owen Triplett stands right behind him, as Vince Dale will cover second. There's a throw to second, as Lucas only took two pitches. Two pitches is all that Lucas wanted. Round the horn it goes, and Reese Brundage will lead off the bottom of the third for Putnam County. So Reese Brundage, number nine hitter, stands in as Lucas winds and fires. Swung on and missed strike one. I think Lucas is throwing a lot of sliders to go with that fastball. So 0-1 the count on Reese Brundage. As Lucas winds and fires, swung on and missed. Either a curveball or a slider, one of the two. He has a lot of these Putnam hitters swinging over it, over the top. So 0-2 the count to Reese Brundage. Lucas pitches, swung on and missed, strike three. So Brundage goes down on strikes with the first out in the third. Back to the top of the order we go, and Lance Fowler. He drew a base on balls his first time up. So Fowler, right-handed hitting shortstop. He'll pitch a lob, too, as Fowler's first pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Pulled the string on Lance. Lance out in front of it. And it's 0-1 to Lance Fowler. As Lucas winds, pitches. It's over low, ball one. 1-1 the count on Lance Fowler on deck, Jaden Pribble. As Lucas is set, winds, pitches. Swung on. Ground ball to Triplett at second. He's up with it over to first. And there's going to be an error on somebody because Triplett had trouble. He fumbled the ball, then threw a low throw to first base. It's going to go as an E4. So the second Scotland County error, and Lance Fowler on the first base. His second time tonight. First time he was forced at second by Gage Pearson. So Jaden Pribble struck out looking his first time up. Pitch by Lucas. It's high, ball one. So 1-0 the count to Jaden Pribble. We'll see if Blaine Robinson wants to play a little small ball. Lucas stretches and pitches. It's over the low, ball two. First one above Pribble's head. Second one is about shoe top high. So Xavier Lucas looks in to Wilson, gets his sign, the stretch and the pitch. It's low ball three. Looked like he tried to guide that one home. So 3-0 the count to Jaden Pribble. As Lucas stretches, pitches, ball four. Walked him on four straight. So Jaden Pribble will trot to first base. Lance Fowler will go to second base. That brings in Gage Pearson. Pearson, reached on the fielder's choice, his first time up. So a long look down to Blaine Robinson. I can't imagine you'd have your number three hitter bunt. As Lucas checks, Fowler at second. Now the pitch to Pearson. Strike, call it the knees. Took a little bit off of it. It's 0-1 on Gage Pearson. Zach Heidenlith on deck. Lance Fowler on second. Dribble on it first. Pitch on the way. Swung on, a foul ball. Foul ball just outside the third base bag. Well, you and I are sitting right here. It bounced foul just at the bag. And depending on what angle you're sitting at, one of the fans behind us said, oh, went over the bag where they're sitting, it probably looked like it did. But it was a right call, both umpires. There's two base umpires plus a home plate umpire, and a third base umpire, the home plate umpire, both called a foul. So 0-2 the count on Gage Pearson. Lucas stretches, pitches, swung on, another foul. This one, no doubt, as it was a changeup, Pearson way out in front of it, and it's still 0-2 to Gage Pearson. As Zach Heidenwith is on deck. Fowler on at second, Tribble on at first, one out. 0-2 to Gage Pearson. Lucas stretches and pitches. Swung on, ground ball to short. Dale up with it, over to second for one, over to first, and it bounces in the dirt, gets away from Clifford, and last follow will come home with a first run. As Owen Triplett on the relay threw it low in the dirt, and Logan Buford couldn't come up with it. So for Gage Pearson, as Pribble is the running for Chase Tomlin. Did Pribble score too? Did Pribble score? Or did he score? Okay. So Pribble came in to score too, as Zach Heidenlift is at bat. Chase Tomlin running at first. First pitch. Strike. Call. There goes Tomlin in second. The Gage Pearson, another fielder's choice. And also there's an E4 as Tomlin steals second. He's there with one out, or two outs, rather. Okay, Pribble was forced. Yep. Pribble was forced out for the second out. And Heidenwith swings and fouls it down the third baseline. So now Chase Tomlin on at second base with two out. One run across, and it's 0-2 on Zach Heidenwith. As Lucas changes up, and Heidenwith way out in front of that one. And it's still 0-2 as they're peppering Blaine Robinson down at third. So Lucas stretches, pitches, swung on, fly ball in right field. Dirtflinger there and puts it away. So Zach Heidenwith flies out to right field for the third out, but in the bottom of the third, Putnam County gets on the board. They score one run on no hits, two Scotland County errors, and they had one left on base. We played three full from Scotland County, and after three, it's Putnam County one and Scotland County nothing. And this afternoon's game is being brought to you on KMM by the Scotland County Boosters, Jay's Foods in Memphis, the Memphis Democrat, Memphis Lumber Company, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Nutrient Ag Solutions north of Memphis, also by the People's Bank of Wyconda, Cahokia, and Canton, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, by Scotland County Farm Bureau, Greg Shelley, your agent in Memphis, Scotland County Irwin Schools, Slayton Polaris ATVs north of Memphis, and the Farm Shop in Edina. We go to the top of the fourth. It'll be 3, 4, and 5 for Scotland County. Vince Dale, Xavier Lucas, and Peyton Frederick, and if anybody gets on, Logan Buford. As Gage Pearson has given up one hit through three innings, and he has struck out 1, 2, 3, 4. He has struck out 4. Lucas, through 3 innings, has struck out 1, 2, 3. But two Scotland County errors in the bottom of the third produced a run for Putnam County. So there goes Heidenwith's throw to second. Nice stop by Fowler. Round the horn it goes. And Vince Dale drew a base on ball his first time up. So officially, Vince Dale doesn't have a bat at bat. Top of the fourth, 1-0. Putnam County with a lead. as Pearson gets his sign to wind the pitch. A changeup strike call. And it's 0-1 to Vince Dale. Miss Dale, left-handed hitter. Pearson's pitch on the way. Strike two call, a fastball. 0-2 the count to Vince Dale. As Gage Pearson checks off a couple of sides. Now the 0-2 as Dale calls timeout, and the umpire grants it to him. And then the umpire looks over to Putnam County dugout and says, my bad, because Pearson was just getting ready to throw it. Now we're set as, again, Pearson gets on the way, swung on, and missed strike three and the drop by Heidenreich with the first in time. So Vince Dale goes down on strikes for the first out.
Now batting for the Tigers.
That'll bring up Xavier Lucas, and he struck out looking his first time up. And moving on deck is Peyton Frederick. So Gage Pearson, second time through the Scotland County order. First pitch to Lucas. Tried to check his swing. They check, and they say he went around. 0-1 the count on Xavier Lucas. Pearson winds and fires. Swung on and missed strike two. As Pearson looks to him, he's ahead in the count 0-2. The pitch on the way. Swung on and missed strike three. He just kind of climbed the ladder on Xavier Lucas as Lucas saw three pitches, three strikes. Well, that's the second out. Brings in Peyton Frederick, and Frederick struck out his first time up. So Frederick, right-handed hitting, designated hitter. First pitch is a changeup high. 1-0 the count to Peyton Frederick. As Pearson's next pitch on the way. Oh, a little low. Ooh, at the knees. Tight call. Nice pitch by Gage Pearson. So 1-1 the count as Pearson winds, fires, swung on, and missed strike two. On deck is Logan Buford. 1-2 the count on Frederick. The wind, the pitch. It's low, ball two. So 2-2 the count on Peyton Frederick. As Pearson checks off a sign, now he's set. 2-2 pitch on the way. Swung on, and missed strike three. As Gage Pearson strikes out the side in the top of the fourth, and it's no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We played 3.5 from Scotland County. And after 3.5, it's Putnam County 1, Scotland County nothing. And this afternoon's game is being brought to you on KMM by these Putnam County boosters, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 School, Putnam County State Bank in Unionville, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. The Unionville Republican and Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories north of Memphis. And for the Scotland County Boosters, Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, Trump Trucks Incorporated in Cahokia, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories north of Memphis, and 136 Collision Repair in Memphis. As we go to the bottom of the fourth inning for Putnam County, it'll be 5, 6, and 7, Braden McReynolds, Vanny Jones, and Carter Quint. And if anybody gets on, Braden Walter. As Lucas, they already threw it the second round the horn. And here comes Braden McReynolds, rounded to second, his first time up. Left-handed hitter stands deep in the box. As Lucas winds, fires, swung on. Foul backing off the screen. And it's 0-1 on the ground. This time, Wilson goes back and picks the ball up. So it's 0-1 the count on Braden McReynolds, the second baseman. As Lucas winds, slider strike, swung on and missed strike two. So Lucas relying more on the curveball slider than he is the fastball right now. Next pitch, another curve, swung on and missed strike three. So Braden McReynolds goes down on strikes for the first out. That'll bring up Vinny Jones. And Jones struck out his first time up. Jones, right-handed hitting, DH, first pitch. Strike, call at the knees. 0-1 the count to Vinny Jones. As Lucas winds and pitches. Swung on, popped up in the center field. Spurgeon is there, puts it away. And Vinny Jones flies out to center field for the second out.
Number 10.
Carter Quick will stand in. Reached on an error by the third baseman. Could have gone either way, but I think looking at the body language from Elias Hatfield, he thought he should have had it. A sharp two-hopper to third. It got by him. First pitch. Strike. Call. Yeah, little curveball. And it's 0-1 on Carter Quinn. As Lucas' next pitch is fastball high. He's a count of ball and strike on Carter Quinn. Raiden Walter stands on deck. Lucas winds and fires. Swung on a base hit. First base hit for Putnam County. As Carter Quinn, base hit in the left field. He two out base hit. He's on at first base with two out. That'll bring in Braden Walter, struck out his first time up. It's definitely right now a pitcher's duel. So Lucas waits for Walter. Right-handed hitter, first pitch. It's over the low, ball one. So 1-0 the count to Braden Walter. Reese Brundage moves on deck. Next pitch is high, ball two. So Carter Quint on at first base with two out. Putnam County on top, 1-0, bottom of the fourth. Next pitch, curveball, missed. And it's 3-0 to Braden Walter. As Lucas doesn't take a lot of time. The stretch and the pitch. It's going to throw the first. Not in time. That last pitch was a call strike, so it should be 3-1. Scoreboard says 2-1. Next pitch is ball four. Braden Walter draws a two-out base on balls. And the second base goes Carter Quint. And Reese Brundage struck out his first time up, the number nine hitter for Putnam County. As Brundage stands in, Lucas first pitch, swung on, popped up. Who wants it? Spurgeon comes in, is high enough. He came a long ways, put it away. As Brundage flies out to center field for the third out. And in the bottom of the fourth, for Putnam County, they score no runs on one hit. No errors. And they had two left on base. And we played four full from Schuyler County. And after four, Putnam County won. And Schuyler County, nothing. Back in a moment, this is KMEM Sports.
The score of any athletic event is generally forgotten over time, but the actions of players, coaches, and spectators leave lasting impressions. The next time you attend a high school game, think of how history will remember you. Choose good sportsmanship and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. Remember, the lessons you teach today will help develop better citizens in our communities for tomorrow. This message has been brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and this local radio station.
Welcome back, everybody. Schuyler County, Iowa 1 High School. As we go to the top of the fifth, quick ball game. It's a pitcher's duel. Putnam County leading 1-0 over Scotland County. Championship game from the Class 2 District 6 baseball tournament. The winner, in all likelihood, will play Louisiana on Monday night at Louisiana. So this game far from over, but it's getting late. It's the top of the fifth. As for Scotland County, Logan Buford will lead off. On deck, Lucas Derflinger and Owen Triplett in the hole. First pitch from Pearson. Strike call right down the middle. 0-1 the count on Logan Buford. Next pitch to Buford on the way. Swung on, one hopper to Fowler. He's up with it. Throws the first in time to the out. Nice stretch by Walter. And Logan Buford grounds out 6-3 for the first out. That'll bring in Lucas Derflinger, the right fielder, struck out looking his first time up.
Now batting for Catlin Kelly, so, number 19, Lucas Durflinger.
So Durflinger, long look down to Rod Sears at third base. Stands deep in the box, asks Pearson. Winds, fires, change up high. And it's 1-0 to Lucas Durflinger. Durflinger steps out, steps back in. Pearson winds and fires. Strike call over the outside corner. Evens the count of all in a strike to Lucas Durflinger. As Pearson, 1-1 pitch on the way. Strike two call. Fastball at the knees. And it's a ball and two strikes to Lucas Durflinger. As Pearson, 1-2 pitch on the way, swung on and missed strike three. So Lucas Durflinger goes down on strikes for the second out. That'll bring in Owen Triplett.
Number 10, Owen.
As Owen Triplett hit a little humpback liner to Walter at first base, his first time up. As Pearson nods yes, winds fires. A changeup in the dirt. 1-0 the count to Owen Triplett. On deck is Elias Hatfield. Nobody on, two out for Scotland County in the top of the fifth, trailing 1-0. As Pearson winds, fires, swung on, tapped foul at the plate. Evens the count of all and a strike to Owen Triplett. As Triplett, hiding with, asked Triplett if he's all right. Ball hit him on the foot or the leg. And Owen says he's all right. So the right-handed hitter spread out stance. Pitch on the way. Swung on. A ground ball in the right field for a base hit. So Owen Triplett picks up Scotland County's second hit of the ball game, a two-out single in right. He's on first base. Now bring up Elias Hatfield. He singled his first time up. In fact, he got Scotland County's first hit of the ballgame. I think we are going to have a pinch runner for Owen Triplett. As, yes, we will, and it will be Hugh Baker. So Hugh Baker will run for Owen Triplett.
Number 8, Hugh Baker.
So Baker comes out to first base. Everybody gives a high five to Triplett for the base hit. So the umpire gets his paperwork done back behind home plate. And it'll be Hatfield. So Elias stands in. The stretch by Pearson. First pitch on the way. A changeup, curveball, slow curveball, or slider across the heart of the plate. And it's 0-1. To Elias Hatfield. On deck, top of the order, Corbin Spurgeon. Now throw to first, and Baker back, head first. Still 0-1 to Elias Hatfield. Huge crowd on hand, as you might expect. Another throw to first, and again, Baker back, head first. Still 0-1 to Hatfield. As Pearson stretches. Now the pitch to Hatfield. Swung on, fouled, back off the screen as Corbin Spurgeon will come and pick up the loose ball. That saves some time as the umpire catcher would have to run all over the place picking up baseballs. So the on-deck hitter will pick up the ball and goes back to the screen. Next pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. As Elias Hatfield goes down the strikes for the third out. And for Scotland County in the top of the fifth, they score no runs on one hit, no errors, and one left on base. We've played 4.5 from Scotland County. And after 4.5, it's Putnam County 1, Scotland County nothing. And tonight's game is being brought to you on KMM. By the Scotland County Boosters, Community Bank of Memphis, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. By Cook's Men's Store on the east side of the downtown Memphis Square. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, with branches in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City. Gross Funeral Service in Memphis, and Hawkins Harrison Insurance, in Edina, Kirksville, Cahokia, Lancaster, and Memphis. And by these Putnam County Boosters, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 School, Putnam County State Bank in Unionville, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. By the Unionville Republican and Mayberry Farms, truck accessories north of Memphis. As we go to the bottom of the fifth, top of the order, Lance Fowler, Jaden Pribble, and Gage Pearson. If anybody gets on, Zach Hyden with. So we go to the bottom of the fifth already. This game, not quite an hour old. Both pitchers are doing a superlative job. As Xavier Lucas, first pitch to Fowler on the way. Swung on, a short hop to Hatfield. Over to first in time. Nice play by Elias Hatfield. As Fowler hit it hard, Hatfield caught it on a short hop and threw Fowler out. So Fowler grounds out 5-3 for the first out. That'll bring in Jaden Pribble. As Pribble struck out looking in the first, walked, and was forced in the third. First pitch from Lucas is a call strike, and it's 0-1 on Jaden Pribble. Next pitch from Lucas is a little bit high. Evens the count of ball and strike to Jaden Pribble. As on deck, Gage Pearson. Next pitch is over the low ball, two. And these Putnam hitters, very, very good batting eyes. Next pitch from Lucas. Swung on and missed that slider. That it, from where we're setting, it looks like Pribble swung over the top of the ball. So 2-2 pitch on the way. It's another slider. Gets away from Wilson. Wilson trots back to the screen. And it's a full count on Jaden Pribble. Pribble, a right-handed hitting center fielder. As Lucas looks in, gets his sign. The stretch, the pitch, high ball four. And a one-out walk to Jaden Pribble. That'll bring in Gage Pearson. As Pearson has hit in the two fielder's choices. Long look down to Blaine Robinson. Deep breath by Pearson. The tall right-handed hitter. As Lucas stretches, pitches in the dirt. Ball one. Nice stop by Wilson to keep Pribble at first base. Pribble has some speed. As Lucas stretches and pitches in the dirt. Another nice stop by Wilson. And it's 2-0 to Gage Pearson. On deck, the cleanup hitter, Zach Hyden with. So Pearson waits. Lucas pitches. Swung on. A ground ball taken by Dale. Steps on first. Over to second. Over to first. Bad throw that you never can anticipate a double play. So the force at second for the second out. And another fielder's choice for Gage Pearson. As he's hit into three fielder's choices. That'll bring in Zach Heidenreth. As Heidenreth 0 for 2, flied out to second and flied out to right field. As Wilson will go out and talk things over with Xavier Lucas. So Wilson comes back behind the plate. Heidenreth stands on. A whole bunch of signs. Now Heidenreth, white-handed hitting catcher, stands in. As Lucas stretches, now you're going to throw to first and throws it over the head of Buford and goes Pribble to second. So Gage Pearson goes to second. As that'll be Chase Tomlin again. So Tomlin running, and that would be an E1. Yep. The fourth error for Scotland County. So now Tomlin on at second with two out. The stretch by Lucas. The pitch on the way gets back to the screen. Tomlin goes to third, and he is safe. The throw from Wilson pulled Hatfield off the bag a little bit. Hatfield tried for the tag. The umpire right there, and Tomlin head first slide slipped under the tag. Tomlin on at third. There's some insurance run for Putnam County, but there's two out and 1-0 the count on Zach Heidenwith. So Lucas still out of the stretch. The pitch on the way. Outside, ball two. As Tomlin, Wilson faked the throw to third, and Tomlin went back in head first. So 2-0, they call it a strike, so it's 1-1 as the next pitch, strike call, and it's 1-2 to Zach Heidenwith. As Heidenwith stands in, Lucas stands on, pitch on the way, swung on, ground ball to Dale, it's short, up with it, over to first, in time for the out. Zach Heidenwith grounds out 6-3 for the third out. And for Putnam County, the bottom of the fifth, they scored no runs on no hits. One Scotland County error, and they had one left on base. We played 6-4 from Scotland County High School. And after six, it's Putnam County 1, Scotland County nothing. And this afternoon's game is being brought to you on KMN by these Scotland County boosters, Jay's Foods in Memphis. Memphis Democrat, Memphis Lumber Company, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, and Nutrient Ag Solutions north of Memphis. Also by these Scotland County boosters, the People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahokia, and Canton, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Scotland County Farm Bureau, Greg Shelley, your agent in Memphis. Scotland County R1 Schools, Slayton Polaris, north of Memphis. The Farm Shop in Edina. As we go to the top of the sixth inning, 1-0. Putnam County with the lead, and for Scotland County, top of the order, and Corbin Spurgeon, Ian Wilson, and Vince Dale. If anybody gets on, Xavier Lucas. As both pitchers have gone the distance, as Gage Pearson has given up two base hits and no runs, as Xavier Lucas has given up one base hit and one unearned run. So there's the throw to second, around the horn they go. And Corbin Spurgeon 0 for 2, struck out in the first, hitting the fielder's choice in the third. So Corbin Spurgeon, top of the order for Scotland. That's Pearson, looks in, now not just. First pitch on the way, swung on and missed strike one. So 0-1 the count to Corbin Spurgeon. Pearson. Wines pitches. Slow curveball, strike two, call. Quickly 0-2 on Corbin Spurgeon. Pearson wines and pitches. Swung on and missed strike three. So Corbin Spurgeon goes down on strikes for the first out. That'll bring in Ian Wilson as Wilson's 0-2. Flied out to first base, grounded out to first unassisted, then flied out to center field. In the third, here he is in the sixth. Pearson winds and fires, swung on, tapped foul at the plate, and it'll be caught by Rod Sears. Gets it back to Pearson. It's 0-1 on Ian Wilson. Vince Dale moves on deck. So Wilson, right-handed hitting catcher, waits as Pearson winds and fires, swung on and missed strike two. 0-2 the count on Ian Wilson. Pearson looks in. He's ahead in the count of 1-2. He winds and pitches. Swung on and missed. Change up. Dropped by Heidenwith, but he goes to Walter for his out. So Ian Wilson goes down on strikes in the second out. And for Gage Pearson, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, 10, 11 strikeouts for Gage Pearson. Now brings in Vince Dale, 0-1. First pitch, slow curve, strike call. As Vince Dale walked in the first, struck out in the fourth. As Pearson shakes off a couple of signs. Now the wind in the pitch, swung on, tapped foul at the plate. The ball drifts right over in front of me as Xavier Lucas comes over and picks it up. Pitches it back to the home plate umpire, and it's 0-2 on Vince Dale. Dale, left-handed hitter. Pearson winds and fires. Strike three call. Vance Dale goes down looking, and for the second inning, not in a row, but the second inning, Gage Pearson has struck out the side. And for Scotland County, 1-2-3, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. We've played 5.5 from Scotland County. And after 5.5, it's still Putnam County 1 and Scotland County nothing. And this afternoon's game is being brought to you on KMEM by the Scotland County Boosters, Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, Trump Trucks Incorporated in Cahokia, Mayberry Farm Truck Accessories north of Memphis, and 136 Collision Repair in Memphis. As we go to the bottom of the sixth, Putnam County, 5, 6, and 7 again, Braden McReynolds, Vinny Jones, Carter Quint, and if anybody gets on, Braden Walter. As Xavier Lucas, he starts his sixth inning. As Lucas has struck out 1, 2, 3, 4. Struck out 4, but he's only given up 1 hit and no earned runs. So there goes the throw to second from Ian Wilson right on the bag. And here we go. Bottom of the sixth. 1-0. Putnam County the lead. That'll bring up Braden McReynolds. Second baseman, left-handed hitter. So McReynolds will stand in. As Lucas, first pitch on the way. Strike call. Right down the middle, it's 0-1 to McReynolds. As Lucas winds, fires, swung on, and foul, out of play, down the left field line. 0-2 the count to Braden McReynolds. Vinny Jones on deck. Bottom of the sixth, 1-0, Putnam County the lead as Lucas pitch on the way. Bounces one in the dirt, and it's a ball and a strike to Braden McReynolds. So McReynolds stands on as Lucas winds and pitches. Swung on, foul, back and out of play. That one may have stayed on the softball field. 1-2 the count on McReynolds, leading off for Putnam County in the bottom of the sixth. Lucas winds, fires, swung on, tapped, well, fouled him off his foot. So he waited and kind of out of self-defense, swung at that slow curveball. So home plate umpire asking him if he's all right. I know a lot of these umpires, to kill time, want to dust off home plate. There's nothing to dust off. As Lucas, next pitch. Just a little bit outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes to McReynolds. As McReynolds, 0-2, struck out his last time up. Pitch on the way, it's low. Ball 3, so 3-2 the count to the midget second baseman, Braden McReynolds. McReynolds waits, Lucas pitch, swung on, foul, back out of play. Now that one got on the softball field. So McReynolds, McReynolds backs out of the box. There's a lot of foul balls come back into the home plate umpire. Now it's a full count to McReynolds. Pitch on the way. It's high. Ball 4. So Braden McReynolds draws a leadoff based on balls. Bottom of the sixth, again, 1-0. Putnam County the lead. That'll bring up Vinny Jones, and he flied out the center field his last time up. So now we'll see if Lane Robinson wants to play a little small ball. He'd like to get this run home. The stretch and a throw to first, and McReynolds back in time. As Lucas looks in, nods yes. The stretch and the pitch. It's in the dirt. Nice stop by Wilson. Short hopped it, and it's 1-0 to Vinny Jones. Carter Quint on deck. So, again, a long look down to Blaine Robinson. Now Jones, right-handed hitter, stands back in. Lucas stretches and pitches. It's high. And a soda by Wilson took the first gun over the head of Buford as the first runner got it. Threw it into second base, made it a lot closer than it should have been as Braden McReynolds is in at second base. So that's going to go as an E2, the fifth error of the ball game for Scotland County. And two in a row hurt the Tigers back in the third inning. An error, a base on balls, then another error, and that let Lance Fowler score. So Lucas pitch on the way, swung on and missed by Vinny Jones. Two balls and a strike on Jones. As McReynolds on at second base, next pitch. Yes, a little bit inside, ball three. So 3-1 the count on Vinny Jones as Lucas stretches, pitches, swung on, bouncing ball to short as Dale Upwood over to first in time for the out. But that moved Braden McReynolds to third base. Vinny Jones grounds out 6-3 for the first out. Now to bring in Carter Quint, and Quint has Putnam County's only base hit of the ball game. He singled his last time up. He's 1-for-2. So now a long look down to Lane Robinson. Anything to the right side of the infield will score that run. As Lucas pitch on the way. Curveball outside, ball one. So 1-0 the count to Carter Quint. On deck, Reese Brundage. There's Quint, right-handed hitter. Lucas stretches and pitches. Swung on a line drive picked up by Hatfield over to first, and a run's going to score. As Elias Hatfield had a shot. He caught it, or he tried to catch it, knocked it down, then picked it up, went to first for the out. So Carter Quint rounds up 5-3 for the second out, but Braden McReynolds scores the second run. And that'll bring up Braden Walter, the first baseman. So now it's 2-0, Putnam County with the lead. As Lucas first pitch, he overthrew a fastball, bounced it in the dirt in front of the plate, and it's 2-0 to Walter. As Lucas stretch the winds, pitches, strike, call, two balls and a strike to Braden Walter. On deck, the number 9 hitter, Reese Brundage. Next pitch to Walter. A little bit high. 2 balls and a strike to Braden Walter. As Xavier Lucas winds and fires. Ball four. Braden Walter draws a 2-out baseball ball. That'll bring up Reese Brundage. Now Rod Sears is coming out. Let's see if what he wants to check with Ian Wilson. I think he kind of jammed his thumb a little bit. So he's telling Rod Sears the ball went off the side of the mitt. But they're looking at his thumb. So Coach Sears asks Ian if he's all right. Ian says yes. That'll bring up the number 9 hitter for Putnam County, Reese Brundage. So Braden Walter on at first base, 2-0. Putnam County the lead. So which Ream? Owen Ream, okay. So Owen Ream will run for Braden Walter at first base with 2 out. Bottom of the 6th, as Putnam has scored a run in the 3rd and 1 here in the 6th. There's an error in this inning, so I don't know whether it be an earned run or not. So I think it's 2 unearned runs Putnam County has scored. So Brundage, right-handed hitting third baseman, waits. Lucas stretches, pitches. Now throw to first, and Owen Ream back in time. And that was a ball, I believe. So I'm going to say it's 1-0 as Lucas, next pitch outside, ball 2. So 2-0 the count to Reese Brundage. On deck, top of the order, and Lance Fowler. As Xavier Lucas stretches and pitches in the dirt, gets away from Wilson, and Ream will go to second base without a third. So Owen Ream on at second base, two out, 3-0 the count on Brundage. As Lucas pitch on the way, strike call, Brundage take it on 3-0. So Lucas stretches and pitches. Strike, two call, and it's a full count on Reese Brundage. As Lucas stretches and pitches. Strike, well, foul ball down the first baseline. Still a full count on Reese Brundage. As Logan Buford has to run out in short right field to get that baseball. Still 3-2 on Brundage. Lucas stretches and pitches. And it hit him as it hit Brundage on the foot. So Reese Brundage is hit by a pitch. He goes to first. Ream on at second. And Lance Fowler is 0-2 with a run scored. There's now Blaine Robinson going to trot over to first base to make sure his third baseman is all right. And if Reese Brundage can't go, well, he's going to calls time and trots down the right field line. I think a changeup caught him on the side of the foot. So he sprinted back to the bag, so he's all right. Gets a nice hand from the Putnam County crowd. So Lance Fowler has scored one of the Putnam County two runs. He's walked in the first, reached on an error, and scored in the third, then grounded the third on a sharp pick ground ball. Nice play by Hatfield, and Hatfield threw him out. So Lucas will stretch. Pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. There's a throw to first. And now they got him in a hot spot. And now they throw to third. And he ought to be Scott McCauley's fan may groan on that one. That's the umpire right there. So as it turned out, they had, well, Walter ends up at third. They had Brundage picked off first. The throw to the shortstop, Vince Dale, a little bit wide to get Brundage. Now second, third, next pitch. It's a little bit outside, 1-1 to Lance Fowler. So Fowler asks for time. Right-handed hitter stands in. Lucas stretches and pitches in the dirt. Blocked by Wilson. Two balls and a strike to Lance Fowler. On deck is Jaden Tribble. Bottom of the sixth. Runners at second and third for Putnam County. Midgets on top, 2-0. Lucas pitch on the way. Swung on ground ball to Vince Dale. Over to first, in time for the out. And Lance Fowler rounds out 6-3 for the third out. But Putnam County had the run in the bottom of the sixth. They score one run on no hits, one error, and two left on base. We played six full from Schuyler County. And after six, it's Putnam County 2, Schuyler County nothing. Back in a moment. This is KMN Sports.
The score of any athletic event is generally forgotten over time, but the actions of players, coaches, and spectators leave lasting impressions. The next time you attend a high school game, think of how history will remember you. Choose good sportsmanship and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. Remember, the lessons you teach today will help develop better citizens in our communities for tomorrow. This message has been brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and this local radio station.
And welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County, Ireland High School, Scotland County, down to their last at-bats. They're looking for base runners. They trail 2-0 in the top of the seventh, and it'll be 4, 5, and 6 for Scotland County. So Xavier Lucas will lead things off. On deck, Peyton Frederick. In the hole is Logan Buford. Gage Pearson has gone all the way. First pitch to Lucas. It's outside, ball one. Xavier Lucas has struck out twice. He's 0-for-2. Struck out looking in the first, swinging in fourth. Pearson's 1-0 pitch on the way. Swung on and missed, strike one. 1-1 to count on Xavier Lucas. As Pearson winds pitches, swung on and missed a heater that Xavier swung through it. And it's a ball and two strikes on Xavier Lucas. As Pearson checks off a sign, now he's set. Pitch on the way. Strike three, call. Slider or a curveball. And Lucas goes down on strikes for the first out. That'll bring in Peyton Frederick. He struck out twice. 0-for-2. So now Scotland County down their final two outs. Putnam County 2 outs away from the second district championship. As Pearson's first pitch in the dirt, ball one. 1-0 the count on Peyton Frederick. On deck is Logan Buford. Pearson gets his line. Now the wind and the pitch, or stretch. Pitch, strike call. 1-1 the count to Peyton Frederick. As Pearson, not taking a lot of time. Get this line. Now he's set the 1-1 pitch on the way. Strike two, call to Peyton Frederick. 1-2 the count on Frederick. Pearson winds pitches. Swung on and missed, strike three. Now Putnam County away, 1 out away from a district championship. Scotland County 1 out away from the end of the season. As Logan Buford is 0-for-2. He grounded the shorties last time up. Pitch on the way. Strike call. Pearson not taking any, wasting any time. Just throwing it right down the middle. As Pearson winds, pitches. Swung on and missed, strike two. As it's Putnam County is 1 strike away from the district championship. As Pearson winds, fires, swung on, and fouls straight back. So Buford's still alive. On deck is Lucas Durflinger. As Buford, right-handed hitting first baseman, stands then. Pearson winds, fires, swung on, ground ball to McReynolds. Over to Walter. And Putnam County wins it. 4-3 goes Buford with a third out. And in the top of the seventh, Charlotte County, 1-2-3, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base, and Putnam County wins the district championship by a final of 2-0. Back to wrap this all up in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the students involved. Because high school activities are about learning life values, your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson, and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Iowa baseball coach Rick Heller is juggling his pitching rotation, heading into a 3-game series against Indiana to close the regular season. Adam Mazur will start the opener on Thursday night, but closer Dylan Medved has been penciled in now for Friday's game. Normal Game 2 starter Connor Schultz has struggled recently and averaged less than 2 innings of work in his last 3 starts.
With our situation going into it, you know, we still have a mathematical chance to win the Big Ten championship, and we're going to go as hard as we can to try to do whatever we can to win in each game.
The Hawkeyes are 14-7 and tied for third in the league race. Indiana is tied for sixth at 10-11. And the state high school co-ed track meet begins tomorrow morning in Drake Stadium. It'll begin with competition in 1A and 4A. The first champions to be crowned will be the girls' 3,000-meter run. Todd Kim, Radio Iowa Sports.
When severe weather happens, the ability to receive emergency alerts can help keep your household safe. Alert Iowa is the statewide notification system used to send alerts to residents through either text, phone call, or email. Local officials.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County R1 High School. It's the final as the Putnam County Midgets win their 17th game of the year by defeating Schuyler County in the district championship, for the district championship, 2-0. And the line score for Putnam County, 2 runs, 1 hit. No errors. They left 8 on base. For Scotland County, no runs, 2 hits. They committed 4 errors and 3 left on base. The winning pitcher was Gage Pearson. Just I'll write that down real quick. Gage Pearson, and the losing pitcher was Xavier Lucas. As they went, both pitchers went all the way. Putnam County scored 2 runs, 2 unearned runs in this ball game. Between the two pitchers, they gave up a total of 3 base hits, but Gage Pearson struck out. I'm going to guess, without counting again, that he struck out probably 13 batters, gave up 2 base hits is all. Scotland County only left 2 runners on base, while Putnam County, again, left 8 on base, but they only had 1 hit. So Scotland County and Xavier Lucas and Gage Pearson both pitched very, very well. But Scotland County ends their season 9-12, a second place Class 2 District 6 plaque, and Putnam County. They will move on and play Monday night in all likelihood at Louisiana, and we'll have it for you on KMEM. And it's time to say goodbye to a couple of very, very fine young men playing their last game as Scotland County Tiger, and that's Corbin Spurgeon and Xavier Lucas. So to Corbin Spurgeon and Xavier Lucas, we wish you two the best of luck in whatever you do in the future. And this afternoon's game has been brought to you on KMEM by the Scotland County Boosters, Community Bank of Memphis, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, Cooksman Store on the east side of the downtown Memphis Square, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, branches in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City, Gerst Funeral Service in Memphis, August Harrison Insurance in Edina, Kirksville, Cahokia, Lancaster, and Memphis, by Jay's Foods in Memphis, the Memphis Democrat, Memphis Lumber Company, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Nutrient Ag Solutions north of Memphis, People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahokia, and Canton, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, Scotland County Farm Bureau, Greg Shelley, your agent in Memphis, Scotland County R1 Schools, Slayton Polaris ATVs north of Memphis, The Farm Shop in Edina, Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, Trump Trucks Incorporated in Cahokia, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories north of Memphis, and 136 Collision Repair in Memphis. And by these Putnam County Boosters, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank in Unionville, Eagle Housing Lender, member FDIC, the Unionville Republican, and Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories north of Memphis. 2-0, Putnam County wins their 17th game of the year, and they will advance to a Class 2 sectional on Monday night. And again, I haven't looked, but in all likelihood, it'll be the Louisiana Bulldogs at Louisiana. If that's where it's at, no matter where it's at, we're going to be there and bring you Putnam County Midget Baseball. I can tell you right now that Knox County lost to North Shelby, that suspended game. It was suspended last night in the bottom of the sixth. And Knox County had a runner on base, and it was suspended because of lightning and rain. They picked it up this afternoon at 5, and North Shelby held on to win that ball game 13-11, so they will advance and play Green City on Monday night. And in Andy's game, Clark County and Palmyra, the last I heard, and everybody knows it but me, I guess, last I heard it was the top of the third, 5-2 Palmyra. So I'll find out when I get home. So right now we know we're going to have a game on Monday night. Depends on what Clark County did. Go Scotland County, Scotland County, and now Knox County, all done for the season. Clark County, the only one left in Class 3 for us. So we'll find out tomorrow. But again, congratulations to the Putnam County Midgets, 17-2, moving on as they defeat Scotland County, a dandy ball game, 2-0. So for Dave Sharp, for Andy Middleton, from Scotland County, Iowa High School, I'm Donnie Middleton. See you soon.